Aspect number 4, the defender. From its place deep in the subconscious, this aspect works to protect our sense of self as a wounded child. It wants to keep that hurt child self from harm. When it senses danger to the child self, the defender goes into action to save it, mainly through somatic or bodily responses and behaviors, which are this protector's specialty. Some of the body responses that often occur include muscle tension, nausea, a feeling of heaviness or pressure, and the cascade of symptoms associated with a fight, flight, freeze response. When we notice these kinds of bodily sensations, we put our minds on alert, scanning for the perceived threat brought to our attention by the defender. When we perceive a threat to our defenseless child selves, we engage in defensive behaviors that we use to play out our stories and justify our conclusions once again. We usually have and use a range of common defensive behaviors. One is to adopt an aggressive stance, taking an offensive position against whomever is seeming to threaten us, either by projecting something onto them and attacking them for it, or attempting to intimidate them, or hurting them in some way that we hope will make them back off. Another behavior is to act in a passive-aggressive manner, playing the victim or martyr. Either way, the goal is to feel powerful by taking control of the outcome, by manipulating others and the environment through our unhealthy behaviors. The pattern. We defend the wounded child as defined in our story, going to great lengths to try to protect it. But because our stories were created by our child minds, the defenses we employ are also childish, unhealthy to the adults that we are now. Our defended selves are defensive, hypervigilant, codependent, and disconnected from our authentic adult needs. Breaking the pattern. We recognize the presence and the underlying function of the self-defender, which is to keep us safe, and so we regard it and the wounded child it has been trying to protect with compassion. We can then honor its higher function as a defender, allowing it to assist us in taking a strong stand for honoring and fulfilling our authentic, appropriate adult needs.